Well, the New York State Fairgrounds in Syracuse has been an institution in the area for years. But what you might not know is about another landmark housed on the grounds, an authentic Wurlitzer organ. WRVO's Mark Lavonier visited the space and brings us this sound portrait.
The biggest stereotype that hurts the theater organ is the fact that everybody views it as a church organ. It's a classical organ. It's a long hair, boring instrument. On the contrary, it's a very fun instrument. As a matter of fact, the labels on the console state that it's a unit orchestra, insinuating that it's a one-man orchestra capable of producing every sound that an orchestra can produce, including drums, cymbals, and other percussion instruments, plus the sound effects that it has takes care of the sound effects for silent movies. Steamboat whistle, bird whistle, siren, car horn, anything you need to accompany a silent film. This particular instrument was one of over 18 of this type installed in the city of Syracuse alone. In the late 60s, as urban renewal wrecked devastation of downtown theaters, this particular organ ended up being the last one left. A great effort became apparent to save this instrument before it too fell to the wrecking ball. In 1966, a home was found here at the New York State Fair. The instrument was playable in time for the 1965 fair. The museum itself was chartered in 1966. Silent movies have always been popular here at the fair. The general fair public could not get enough of the movies. Really? Movies took off so fast and so wildly that we soon put in a permanent installation screen. And we had the original organist, we had original films, and we had an original organ. Everything came together so well. Everything that you hear a theater organ do is coming straight from the actual pipe or sound effect. There is nothing amplified in this particular instrument whatsoever. People, quite often, when you tell them that, oh, where's the pipes? They're all backstage. And then they have the opportunity to go backstage and actually see the organ. Not very many venues have that opportunity available to them.
You think we could do that right now?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Oh, everything's opened up. Go ahead.
After curator Phil Edwards pulled back the curtain behind the Wurlitzer, he led me down a series of hallways filled with padlocked doors.
It's kind of loud in there.
As the rooms were revealed, they turned out to be the size of a master bedroom with generously high ceilings.
This is where it all begins. The wind is generated by a 7-horsepower motor here that turns a turbine and produces the wind for it. It requires a lot of hot air to blow air through those pipes. This is the solo chamber where a lot of your individual voices come from. As you can see on the back wall is our toy cabinet. It's where all the drums, the xylophone, the glockenspiel, even horses' hooves are all found in this room. The main chamber has a lot more pipes.
After the brief tour backstage, which was accompanied by organist Wendell Roddy, who just happened to be there performing maintenance on it that day, it was revealed that two more floors of the Theater and Musical Instrument Museum house the inner workings of the organ.
That's everything backstage.
It's an adventure back there.
Yeah. Well, believe me, it's an adventure when you got to go find something and fix it. With this instrument and this venue, we're able to do anything. You walk into the theater in the 1920s and the 30s, and as you're walking in, there might be an organist playing, and then he'll play a big finale, really making the thing rock. The lights all dim, and then the show begins. I mean, you don't get that experience in today's theaters.
WRVO's Mark Lavonier. He'll be at the Empire State Theater and Musical Instrument Museum in Syracuse this Sunday at 2 to help present a special concert with the Wurlitzer organ.